from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We're coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where was Shannon Sharp when we needed him right there? We are live. We are live sitting on the 50-yard line at Texans training camp. It is great to be with you. Comfy out here now. It's going to get a little sunny outside here in, at about 8 o'clock. Practice starts at 9 o'clock this morning. Man, it is here. We have been waiting for this for weeks, for months now, and Texans training camp is finally here. It's good to be with you. Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne.
Don't worry about it. If Sean sounds confused, it's not because he's hungover. Even though he is hungover, but that's not why he's confused.
I'm not hungover, actually, today.
I just can't hear you in my headphones. I'm sitting right next to you, which is fine, but I can't hear you. So we're good, on-site engineer Aaron Rabel.
Yeah.
We're good. As long as you talk loud.
I'll talk loud.
This is, you know what? It's actually kind of pleasant out here right now. It's not too hot. There's more. I've never been bitten by a mosquito out here, but I was bit 3 times this morning.
The mosquitoes come out now. They're like, oh, it's under 90 degrees.
Well, it's feral, though, too. This is historically bad.
Oh, okay.
Mosquito stuff right now.
Yeah.
So, but Aaron also had mosquito spray.
He's got bug spray, man. That's good.
When he was supposed to be getting my headphones working, I had actually set
that's
him
all
up
right. That's all right. You're prioritizing the right things. Your comfort.
So, I am way more amped up than I've been for a long time for a training camp. And
look, it's not cool enough that I'd actually want to be out there practicing, but this is the most excitement coupled with the least controversy that we've had. There you are in my headset. Thank
you. Yeah, same here. Over. We're good. Yeah, I think we're good. Okay.
This is the most excitement I think that we've felt from the fan base in a long time. You know, going back to 2020 when we had all those weird moves in the offseason and Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien ends up getting fired a few games into the season.
Well, that was the COVID training camp. There was only 10 people even allowed.
That's
out
right.
Here.
Yeah, we weren't at training camp. Yeah, but as far as for people listening who don't go to training camp, I guess the level of excitement was that was more. That was a little bit of people talking themselves into being excited, I think. And there was a lot of controversy and arguing over whether or not this guy or that guy should have been traded and everything else. And even last year, even though people were excited over DeMeco, there was still a lot of skepticism over Nick Caserio. There were a lot of holes on the roster. There were a lot of free agents whose names you hadn't heard of often. Whereas this year is the exact opposite. I think people are as high on Nick Caserio as they've ever been. They have an appreciation for the relationship he and DeMeco Ryans have. And then they went out and they signed free agents who you've seen on television before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Names that we know, like big names that we know. There's not even a dramatic storyline swirling around a player out here. Like, you look at a lot of the good teams right now, Seth. I was looking at that top 10 wide receiver list that you and I went through yesterday on ESPN, and you go down that list, and Stephon Diggs is ninth on that list. Stephon Diggs is like the least dramatic of all those wide receivers that are on that list.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, that's a really good point. You know, on the diva scale?
On the training camp drama scale. Like, even Jordan Jefferson, who got his contract done, he's got baby mama drama going on right now.
Yeah, there's all kinds of guys on the Vikings right now, including Jordan Jefferson, who have like these squabbling little legal issues and stuff. Nothing that's going to get him suspended or anything.
Yeah. You know, and then there are the contracts. There's Brandon Ayuk, there's CeeDee Lamb, there's Ja'Marr Chase. The Texans, there'll come a training camp in the future because they've got a lot of young players that are going to have big contracts that may not get done by July, whatever the start date is, and in future years. This is not that year. The Texans have queued this thing up perfectly to where they've gone out, made the big moves, the big appropriate moves, taking advantage of the rookie contract that C.J. Stroud has. And with Nico Collins' extension done, there's not even a contract discussion on anybody right now. Like, they are set to play ball today.
The only contract discussion I saw was in Jonathan Alexander's preview of training camp. He put in as a bullet point, you know, will Derek Stingley play well enough this season that he gets a contract extension next year?
That's the only thing that's remotely close to a topic
So it's certainly not a controversy and just something to think about, but nothing pressing whatsoever.
Yeah.
So everything is lined up really well, which if you watch enough movies about maritime disasters, be careful when the waters are calm and everything's going well, Sean.
Yeah, don't get complacent. That's true.
Especially if you just got married and your wife is just seems like the dream woman and everything.
Right.
Keep an eye on that boat, that deckhand, okay? Keep an eye on that deckhand with a tattoo on his face.
That's good that you're keeping people kind of heads up on this whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, you got to watch out.
You got to always be always be vigilant.
What are you most excited about today?
Today, the wide receivers and defensive backs.
Yeah.
Because that's where, with no pads for these first couple days, yet that's where you get the most realistic, these guys are going as fast as they would in a game, or, you know, with full pads on. And we can see Kamari Lassiter versus Stephon Diggs versus Nico Collins versus Tank Dell, all of that.
What's the WrestleMania main event of wide receivers versus cornerbacks? Is it, obviously it's Stingley on the cornerback side.
Yeah.
Which wide receiver are you most looking forward to seeing Derek Stingley go
against? I think it's Stingley versus Tank Dell.
Yeah.
Because that's just athleticism versus athleticism.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nico, this is one thing that happens in camp. The guys who aren't incredibly fast, like freaky fast, and rely on physicality, sometimes they don't shine as much in camp because you can't really tell. Mm-hmm. You know, like Nico broke more tackles after the reception than any other receiver in the NFL last
year. Yeah, we won't
year.
See that.
But you don't, you don't get to see that. Everybody breaks tackles out here.
Yeah.
That's why the running backs all look incredible. They're all breaking tackles. You, you see that? He's getting 10 yards every time he runs a ball.
He took it to the house every time. Because he just kept running.
I've seen a lot of people say they're excited to watch the kickoff return stuff, which I'm intrigued. I'm not excited because, my God.
Intrigued is a good way to put it.
Yeah, intrigued is a good way to put it.
If I were a fan coming next Tuesday, I wouldn't be like counting down the days so I can watch the new kickoff.
But it's interesting because it's a different format.
Yeah.
And if you've watched it in the UFL or XFL, you have a good idea for it, but you've never seen it with NFL athletes and how exactly they're going
to
handle it.
Is there a radio-friendly way to explain the new kickoff rules in like 15 seconds to people who have just been unplugged?
That's a really good – I would say the simplest way without going into all the detail is that the kickoff coverage team – instead of lining up at the midfield
where the ball's kicked,
they're already up at where the offensive players are, and they're all lined up on the 35-yard line.
That's something like that. The
play doesn't start until the receiver catches the ball.
That's the big thing. Yeah that's the big thing.
So there's not the guys aren't running 40 yards downfield, anticipating a huge collision or anything. So it ends up looking a little bit more like an actual offensive running play from scrimmage almost.
If you had to pick, independent of, I don't want to put a regular starter out there because it's special teams, let's pretend that that's not a thing. Like, you're just putting your best guys out there. Who would you have return kicks on the Houston Texans if you were D'Amico Ryans?
Tank Dell.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too.
Well, except I think because it might end up being more like an actual running play, it's one of those things where, you might want to go with your running back that's got the most breakaway potential if you're looking for touchdowns. But then they might also start looking at it like you would a normal running play from scrimmage. Like, if we can get 10 or 15 yards more than normal on average, then or get a few of those in a game, that helps with field position a lot.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see who they put out there for that. Like, does the body composition of guys out there on that kickoff return look any
That different? Might be one where Jawar Jordan, the 6th-round draft pick, might be a dark horse favorite for that.
Yeah, maybe he gets in the mix for that.
He's a shiftier, speedier guy.
Yeah.
He's tinier, but he is a running back, and he's got the vision for it.
Yep.
And he doesn't – he's got build-up speed where he's really, really fast, but it's not like he's shot out of a cannon. But that – potential for a breakaway might be there with him.
CJ Stroud, year two. This is going to feel very different at training camp than last year when he was coming in as a rookie. What are we expecting to see, or what are you expecting to see, like, from the outset with CJ Stroud here?
CJ at training camp last year, it was hard when people would ask me about him because I think it was almost impossible not to perceive it like I was talking about it negatively, or that I was trying to put a good face on it, I suppose, but I was actually thinking something negative, because what he was in camp last year was just steadily progressing. It wasn't electric, but you could see improvement from day to day. Yeah. And the one big thing I noticed from him last year was, over the first few days of camp, it looked like he'd figured out the difference in how quickly windows close in the NFL. So especially in that spot over the middle behind the linebackers and ahead of the safeties, he threw some scary potential interceptions early in camp, and then he kind of just figured it out of like exactly how precise he had to be with the placement. And that's what you get, is not necessarily a lot of highlight stuff. I think they're not going to be – look, they're not trying to hide – from any teams or anything that they're going to throw deep a lot, because that's what they were really good at last year.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see a lot of deep balls. You'll see the Bobby Slowick offense. They're going to be working on running the ball, and they're going to use that to set up a lot of deep shots.
It's going to be fun, man. Now, fans will not be out here till next Tuesday, so we've got practices through the weekend. We're going to be your eyes and ears out here for that. We're going to be out here as a station, going to be out here until 2 o'clock every day during the first couple weeks of training camp. You and I will be on the first couple hours. Texans Training Camp Live gets started this week, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, they will be literally sitting right at the 50-yard line as practice is going on. So we're sitting here now, but nobody's out here.
Yeah, and John gets to watch everything and give you his expert opinion or expert view of what's going on, which is really, really good. That's where John being able to watch the defensive backs and receivers when they're on this field right in front of us is a treat for him, I know.
Play-by-play, yeah.
A treat for our listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then In the Loop will be out here from 10 to 2, and they'll get players coming off the field, things like that. If you're wondering, if you're a regular YouTube and Twitch watcher, then you've probably already found out that we are on YouTube and Twitch out here at training camp. So you can still, if that's your way of plugging in with the show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Watching it on the stream, we love that. If you have not watched it on the stream, you want to give it a go this morning, you can watch Seth and I out here live at Texans training camp. So
not sweating all that much right now.
No, not too bad. And
it's a cloudy day.
It's a cloudy day. Yeah. And last year they moved us over here. So the sun comes up behind us now and we don't get it right in our face. And people are like, well, why would I care about that? Because I'm telling you right now, when that sun comes up at like 7 o'clock, it affects the show.
Yeah. When Sean we're sitting sucks over there. When it's like that. I'm typically miserable at any given moment, so it doesn't affect me as much. But Sean's got a sunny disposition.
Yeah.
And you don't want to lose that.
I don't. That's my
all of a sudden, you're
my
Amy.
Major weapon.
You're like, oh, our listeners get to feel like what it's like to be Amy.
That's right. That's right.
It's the only person in the world he's mean to. Not in a legal repercussions type of way.
No. Just in a he's a jerk sometimes kind of way. Yeah. All right. So Payne and Pendergast. So we are out here live at training camp. We got you covered all season long, if we're being honest about it. All right. So let's talk a little more CJ Stroud. Are there any possible red flags we should be watching for in year two with CJ Stroud? And we're tallying it up. I believe the lists are complete now of top 10 players around the league from ESPN. The last one today that's supposed to drop is cornerback. This is one that is of great interest to Texan fans, I think. To your point, you mentioned Jonathan Alexander's preview piece talking about Derek Stingley Jr. Did he land in the top 10? I think that list has dropped, so we'll take a look at that as well. We're live at Texans training camp. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Stay there.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. that the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It is fantastic to have football back. Texans Training Camp getting started a little earlier than usual. Hall of Fame game on August 1st. The reason for that, it'll be the Texans and the Bears in the Hall of Fame game. Texans getting training camp kicked off for the league here. First practice coming up in a little over 2 hours here at the Methodist Training Center. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. We just got done talking about C.J. Stroud at the end of the previous segment. It's really hard to find somebody these days that's not super bullish on C.J. Stroud in 2024, especially given all the things that the team has done around him to ensure his success in year two. If we got eyes on things out here at training camp, fans will be out here starting next Tuesday for several of the practices. So let's just take the flip side here for a second with C.J. Stroud. And I don't even know if there's an answer to this, but especially given that Bobby Slowick is back and Gerard Johnson is back, there's really nothing that happened with the Texans offensively this offseason that wasn't extremely positive for C.J. Stroud. Are there any possible red flags we could see early on in camp?
Oh, yeah. Now, and this is the thing. Not with C.J. Stroud himself individually, but the things that affect C.J. Stroud. Because if you think about the things that normally can create a sophomore slump for a quarterback, okay, our defense is going to figure out a way to throttle him down in the run game as a runner himself. God already did it. His genetics are not ones. He's not a super athletic quarterback.
Thanks a lot, God.
He's not Lamar Jackson. So that's not an issue whatsoever. Last year, was he forcing the ball to one specific guy all the time? No. I think Nico was heavily targeted, but when he had a full complement of receivers out there, I think he did a pretty good job of spreading it around and throwing it where it was supposed to go. And that's why teams weren't able to intercept him. You know, broke a record for rookies consecutive games without an interception. You know, even last year, a lot of the adjustments that you're hoping for a quarterback to make in that regard, in terms of, all right, not forcing the ball, knowing where to go with it, all of those things, defenses game planning for what you really like to do. He adjusted to that through the course of the season last year, and I don't think you have to worry about whether he can, you know, get over that obstacle like some quarterbacks in their second and third year, because he's already done it. Remember when really round of the Bengals game, around then, you could see that teams were anticipating those outs, you know, like, which he had gotten really good at throwing to Nico and throwing to Tank on those outs. And defensive backs started jumping him, the Panthers game especially.
Yeah.
So they started hitting him with double moves. So I don't think that CJ himself is really poised for anything other than the normal challenges that a quarterback goes into the season with. What I do worry a lot about, the two huge, huge, huge things that teams can start game planning for when they've got a full 6 months is, hey, the Texans could not run the ball at all last year. They were really – well, I take that back. They showed a lot of improvement in the second half of the season.
They did improve, yeah.
But they we're not a good running football team.
Generally speaking, not, yeah.
So, you know, if you don't have to worry as much about the run game and you don't respect the run game, they can do some things prepping their players for it and with a game plan to take this, the passing game out of it. And then, I mean, just the huge, huge, huge issue is center and left guard. What do we have? Who wins those spots and what do we have in them? Probably about four guys that are in the main conversation. Kenyon Green, Kendrick Green, Patterson, and Juice Scruggs. Yeah. So Juice Scruggs, Patterson, I think he can play center or guard. And I think the way it looks right now is that Juice Scruggs is going to get every opportunity to earn the starting center spot. But we just don't know. And that was a huge issue for the Texans last year, you know, going back to the Baltimore game. I think about that Baltimore game a lot. And I also think about CJ getting concussed in the Jets game, where if you think Quinnen Williams was dirty on that play, I just flat out disagree with you. He actually got pushed into CJ by the guy he had just destroyed at left guard.
That was a Juice issue, not a Quinnen issue.
Yeah, that was Juice Scruggs playing out of position as left guard. Mm-hmm. So center and left guard are probably the biggest obstacles that CJ's facing this year. So CJ does have some control over that in getting more advanced in helping out the offensive line,
yeah,
being more involved in pass protection, being more involved in the run game. You know, those offensive linemen flat out have to get better, but CJ can be part of that process as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's I can't wait to see it, man. Can't wait to see that progression in year two. The ESPN, are we frozen like that on the stream?
No, just you.
Because I look scary.
You look disgusting.
Yeah.
No, just you. I was frozen. I was frozen during the last
you
segment.
You look disgusting.
Yeah.
I do. It's true. If you want to see me looking disgusting, go to the stream right
now. You look like you just got hit by a cannonball in slow motion. You know, where it's just like where it catches it, or like when a baseball bat gets freeze framed, or a baseball, as a baseball is getting hit, and it's kind of squished.
That's what my head looks
like. They did, yeah. They used the super high speed camera to capture you at the worst possible moment.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not like high definition friendly, really. So,
No. It has nothing. It's not. It's just the. It's just the moment that it caught you.
Yeah,
you know.
It happens. Yeah. It happens. So ESPN, Seth, the final top 10 positional list.
I'm frozen now.
Okay. The final top 10 positional list came out just a few minutes ago. The ESPN's been doing, they polled 80 executives, coaches, scouts, front office people, various people across the league, had them fill out their top 10 at each position, and they've been releasing the tabulations daily here at each position. The last position just dropped, and it's cornerback. And you and I talked about this at the end of the show yesterday. Where did we think Derek Stingley Jr. would land on this list?
I think that there are a lot of people that think that he will be top five at the end of the season. So the people being quizzed for this. But he just hasn't played enough NFL football yet because of injuries. So no matter how well he played when he played last year, I think that he's going to be eighth.
He's 10th.
Okay.
He's 10th. The end of the show yesterday, you and I talked about this, and I thought this is where I thought he would wind up, sort of at the back end of the top 10. I think talent-wise, he's a top three or four cornerback in the league, but the body of work has been so marred by injury, to your point, that there's guys are going to be hesitant. But one of the things I did say is I thought Derek Stingley Jr. would have the widest gap of what the really, really high evaluations are of him and what the low evaluations are. I thought his highest ranking from somebody would be about 3.
Yeah.
And that the lowest ranking would be he didn't even crack the top 10. Highest ranking, 2.
Mm.
So somebody has Derek Stingley, or one or more people, as a top 2 running back. Lowest ranking, unranked. So there were, I would imagine, several people finished 10th. So I'd imagine there's several people that just left him off their top 10 altogether. Here are some of the anonymous quotes from scouts and executives on Derek Stingley Jr. Let's see what you think about these. An AFC scout said, quote, "So smooth and athletic, no physical limitations, really strong with good ball skills."
Yeah, and I think the physical limitations part there is his only physical limitation is when his physical abilities are unavailable. His availability is the huge question mark.
Yes, yeah.
He hasn't had a fully healthy season since 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's
the thing about that. If you were, let's say he's 30 years. If you were 31 years old and a free agent, and he's playing the way he does right now, but he hadn't had a healthy season in the previous 4 seasons, He would be drastically reduced in his demand.
He you know who he'd be? A guy who was on the Texans the last couple of years. He'd be Jason Verrett. Remember Jason Verrett?
Yeah.
The cornerback who was came into the league really good early on, and then he just couldn't stay healthy. He was on the Texans within the last couple of years. On like a 1 year, to your point, like a 1 year, $3 million deal.
Yeah.
Like elite level traits, but he just can't stay healthy. And that, okay. Derek Stingley Jr. is not on the cusp of something like that. Like Stingley is, if he can stay healthy,
right,
is going to have an argument to get a big extension
yeah.
next season.
Yeah, and you know, I guess sometimes guys get knocked as injury prone, and it's just bad luck. Frank Gore is the extreme example of that.
Right.
Frank Gore had, if I recall properly, an ACL in college, then an ACL early
bad
in his
ones.
Career.
Yeah,
and you know, a running back. With two ACLs, yeah. one in each knee.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Good luck with that. 2 year career at best. He ended up being one of the most durable running backs of all time.
He played forever.
People point that out as pretty ironic that Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, was talking to Frank Gore at the East West game, telling Frank Gore all of his theories about why he would never sign a 27-year-old running back. which is true. In a way, it's perfect because Frank Gore was the extreme example of a guy that played probably until he was 37 or 38.
Walking up to Warren Buffett and explaining why magic beans are a good
investment.
Why
the stock market is a scam. Yeah. Yeah. You'll never make money in the market, kid.
Yeah. What's your name again?
Stupid old man. little Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Okay. Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
I don't know if this could be called Schadenfreude for saying, yeah, he's ranked third. Third on this list behind Pat Surtain and Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
So, but there, one of the quotes, one of the most overrated players in the league, you could call holding on him every play. I do wonder about that with Sauce Gardner if the NFL goes through this in cycles where they decide to crack down on defensive holding. And it was when the Legion of Boom was really good and they were incredibly handsy. And they were also getting penalized, but not nearly as much as they should have been. And they decided to crack down on the Patriots back in the day when the whole McNair family seemingly took a caravan up to New York
yeah.
to complain about the way defensive backs were holding, and they ended up cracking down on it. If they crack down on defensive holding, Sauce Gardner will take a hit.
That's a tricky thing. Well, and look, Sauce is on the cusp of the same debate or discussion that we were just having about Stingley. With it. He's actually got a better case to get a contract extension after next season, or after this season, I should say,
yeah.
than Stingley because he's been healthy and he's been a first-team All-Pro. That's a tricky thing, man. When you got a player and you got to get ready to pay him, but he has a game or a style that's very rules contingent.
Yeah.
Because Stingley, I would feel more like I don't know that there's rules they can make that negatively affect that target Derek Stingley. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like
you know you can tell Sauce Gardner is really really good. He only had 2 interceptions his rookie year and 0 interceptions last year.
Yeah,
people just don't target him.
They don't throw at him.
Yeah, they just and he's had a good defense. It's not like they, you know, it's not like he's playing on a bad defense where they can find every, you know, people to pick on all over the place.
Well, it was funny too. I mean, Stingley had 5 interceptions last year. They were all right when he came back from injury.
Yeah,
you know, I think eventually teams started doing some of that.
Yeah, that's it's the general trend you always see with the really good cornerbacks is they get a bunch of interceptions the first couple years and then very few after that
because yeah.
they just stop getting tested. But Sauce right from the get-go, they weren't testing them. So Stingley also, you know, a couple of them, they did a really good job basically using Jalen Petrie's over-aggressive tendencies to sometimes make it look like Jalen Petrie is being overly aggressive
yeah.
and duping teams into it.
Yeah.
So if there's another one. I'm telling you, it would be really good if Stingley has fewer interceptions this year because it means he's not getting targeted and teams aren't expecting Jalen Petrie to be overly aggressive.
Jump everything.
So they can't, right. Yeah. Teams aren't duping themselves by anticipating that Jalen Petrie is going to be overly aggressive.
Texans, if you're looking for some sort of barometer as to them being a more talented roster, they landed 6 players in the top 10 at their positions in this ESPN exercise. God, I got sunscreen in my eye. Man, it's killing me right now.
Laramie Tunsil was 3rd.
Yep.
Danielle Hunter was 7th.
Yep.
Dalton Schultz, 10th.
10th at tight end. CJ was 7th at quarterback.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, 9th at wide receiver. And as we just mentioned, Derek Stingley Jr. cracks the top 10 at 10th at cornerback. And some honorable mentions, too. So this is fun, man. They're building a nice thing here.
Now, the fun thing about rankings like this is that Although those names that we just mentioned that were on the Texans last year, they wouldn't be on the Texans this year. They wouldn't be on this list this year because of just if they were. They wouldn't have been on this list last year.
Right, the ones that were,
like, the same players, whatever. But between the scheme, the team success, C.J. Stroud, everything else like that, it ramps everything up.
The spotlight is bigger, and you get on more lists like this when you're on a much better football team. Absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you live at Texans training camp. We are sitting right here at the 50-yard line. Players are going to start coming out here in a little practice starts in about 2 hours, 2 hours and change. Keep it tuned here all day long on Sports Radio 610. Am I still frozen over there?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that is not a good shot of me either, man. It's a bad angle. I gotta do something about this. All right, headlines coming up next.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, big headline. Today, we're live at Texans training camp. Texans get started on the 2024 season. Today, 9 o'clock, the first practice is scheduled. I just got a text from a buddy, John, who said, hey, be careful. Storm's rolling in around 8 a.m. today, and I just looked at my weather app, and we are scheduled to get possibly some rain right about the time practice is set to start.
Practice starts at 9?
9 o'clock.
Okay. These guys usually get out. There's a lot of guys that get out super early, too, to go do drills and everything. So we might be in the bubble.
Maybe.
Bubblicious.
Maybe.
Nice.
We'll see.
They let us in. We'll see. I'm curious about, with the Texans being the only team practicing today, I wonder if there's going to be a lot of extra national media around just because it's the only thing to cover in the NFL.
Maybe.
And everything's, you gotta pay these people to do something, so they might as well send them here.
Yeah, headline-wise, this is the slowest day of the year. You know, the day after the dead day of the Major League Baseball All-Star Week.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, as far as actual headlines.
Actual headlines, yeah.
Unless somebody doesn't show up.
Yeah.
You know, there might be a... I don't know if the Bears could start practice today, but I don't know if they do or not.
Yeah.
So Caleb Williams, by the way, That's I guess one of the news items is that he did sign his contract.
Did he sign it eventually? There were mixed reports.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So he wanted a few. He was trying to do a bunch of exotic things in terms of how he got paid. He wanted to have the payment treated like it was the team giving him a loan, which could be then relieved. They were trying to skirt the tax laws, basically. Which maybe there was a way that you could do it. And it is legally, and it's a loophole and everything, but NFL teams do not want any part of looking like they're shirking their taxes. Back when the NFL used to be officially considered tax-exempt, even though it didn't really affect them because it's complicated, they stopped doing that just because there were too many people saying, like, oh, and they don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
So they don't want anything to do with anything like that.
Caleb Williams, is as people may know, does not have an agent. He has a lawyer who is looking at his contract, and evidently, according to Mike Florio, this lawyer is not somebody who's done NFL contracts before.
Yeah, and it's his dad, though, too.
His
dad's a real estate professional, and he's been heavily involved in a lot of the advising of just trying to do – wanting to know if he can buy ownership and have ownership in the team,
that's where
all
I was going
that stuff.
With, that's where I was going with this, is that he's got a – the lawyer's not his dad. The lawyer looking over his contract is a regular lawyer, but apparently he's not really in tune with all the nuances of an NFL contract, so he's asking for things like, I don't want you to be able to franchise tag him.
Yeah.
And the Bears are like, get the hell out of here. Like, that's not a precedent that's going to get set by a team. That's a collectively bargained thing the teams do. So, I mean, the lawyer's just doing his job, but apparently that's been kind of gumming up the works. Is it, all right, this guy, it's not so seamless when you get a lawyer doing lawyer things.
There's a part of Caleb Williams that's rubbed me the wrong way a lot in that it's the guy that wants to reinvent the process before he's actually established himself as a
Correct.
Player.
Correct.
Yeah. Perfect. In theory and on paper, some of the things that have been floated out there that he allegedly wanted ownership in the team and all of that, yes, they can make sense on paper. But in terms of being on a team sport and going in and just proving yourself first, a lot of that kind of rubs me the wrong way, man. Yeah. This is just one more in that. It's not like it means that he's going to be a bad player or anything, but it's a fuchsia flag. It's not a red flag, but it's a fuchsia-colored
fuchsia.
Flag.
Fuchsia. I like that. Fuchsia. Are you excited for the home opener with Caleb Williams coming here? I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, like D'Amico, if we were to ask D'Amico or Nick or anybody about it, they'd be like, well, we're focused on the Colts, and that's what they should say. Week one, the Colts. But we're allowed to do stuff like this. We're media guys. That Sunday night football game, especially if they both win in their week one, because the Bears play the Titans in week one. Very winnable game for them.
Yeah.
And if the Texans are coming off a big win against the Colts in Indianapolis, man, the atmosphere for that game with Caleb Williams coming to town, and then you unleash the hounds of Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and Danico Autry on Caleb Williams.
It's got the potential to be a really high sack total game.
Yeah.
Because I think, look, he last year had to run around a lot behind an offensive line that wasn't as good as it had been. And he's got the athletic ability to do it, but he's also got the arm to try to make some pretty spectacular throws.
Yeah.
It really could be his welcome to the NFL moment.
That's what I'm hoping.
And that wouldn't mean that he's a bad quarterback or anything, but I like he might need to learn what he can and can't get away with in the NFL.
That's going to be fun.
So it might end up also being a good breakout Kamari Lassiter game.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Speaking of Georgia, Kamari Lassiter's alma mater, Nick Saban picked Georgia and Texas for the SEC title game. I think we talked about that a little bit yesterday. Those are the two teams that Nick Saban, who's now in the media, picked for the SEC title game. One of his former players at Alabama fired back at Nick Saban.
Yeah.
About this. Tyler Booker, who is a guard at Alabama, fired back at his former head coach. We got a couple cuts on this one here. Here's the first salvo fired by Tyler Booker at his former head coach, Nick Saban.
Well, something that Coach Saban taught us whenever we speak to the media is to not concern ourselves with external factors. And he doesn't work in a facility anymore. He works in a stadium, so he's considered as an external factor. So I'm not really paying attention to him.
Okay. A little laughter at the end.
It does. It's a classic one that looks a lot worse on paper than you do when you hear it. But it is true. Like, he is following Saban's advice.
Yeah.
Ironically enough.
Yeah. Want one more from
Tyler
Booker?
Yes, give it to me.
Here's one more.
I don't know if you guys at home can hear the leaf blower behind us. In a place that's bereft of leaves.
There's no leaves.
Yeah, there's nothing. He's the guy's doing his job.
Oh, yeah.
So they told him to go sweep the area.
I know. So, Talk me off the ledge. Here's Tyler Booker.
He would get mad at me if I felt the way about what he said, because he always used to say, don't let some guy that lives in the house, living in your mom's basement, determine how you feel. So I'm not going to let a guy who played golf all day determine how I feel.
Okay, so this is where I was disappointed in Tyler Booker.
Yeah.
Is that he didn't stick with the living in your mom's basement thing.
Yeah, we
didn't have Nick
sure.
Saban on the first tee instead of in his mom's basement. Nick Saban's mom may not be with us anymore, but somebody's
Maybe Saban's
mom's
out
basement.
playing on a public course somewhere because he was bad with his money.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
He's got to rent a golf
cart. Hacker's course. Yeah.
I think that Saban appreciates this. Appreciate this. It's kind of like in a movie when somebody like kills his former protege because it's his duty.
Yeah.
You know, like he understands, like, oh, well, this is your duty. You have to do it. Go ahead and.
It's like every Star Wars movie.
Kill me with dignity.
That's it, man. That's it.
Is that every Star Wars?
It feels like it. Like the pupil kills the mentor kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That happens a lot in there.
Who kills Darth Vader? Does Luke?
No, Darth Vader. No.
Chris is saying Luke.
The Emperor killed him because he shot him with lightning, didn't he? He shot he fried him. I thought, Luke?
Oh,
yeah, am
okay.
I right, Chris?
Chris
yeah,
is
yeah.
Yes,
okay. Yeah, the Emperor fried Darth Vader with lightning, and then that was it for old Darthy. Became
Doesn't
Anakin Skywalker
fair.
Again.
Does Darth didn't have the ability to shoot lightning, did he?
He didn't. No, the Emperor had that special. But hey, man, not everybody's created equal, you know?
Yeah.
God in that galaxy works in weird ways. Gave lightning to one of the most diabolical people of all time, Emperor Palpatine.
When did that happen? Like episode 17A?
Episode 6, Revenge or Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
At the end of Return of the Jedi.
Headlines.
Yeah. WNBA media writes.
Sorry about any spoilers, everybody.
WNBA 1983.
Yeah.
WNBA media writes, $2.2 billion over 11 years. The ladies just quadrupled the revenue for media rights for their league.
$2.3 billion.
$2.2 billion. Over 11 years.
No, I thought it was 2.3.
About that. I know. Sorry about that. But the Caitlin Clark effect, man, I think that's a big part
who's
of
the
it.
Big, who's the biggest spender in that?
They didn't say. It's the same group of broadcast entities that are in on the NBA contract.
Okay.
So it's NBC, it's Amazon, and I'm missing one. ESPN,
so
Disney.
Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have been a big part of this. I think the the battle of this Darth Vader versus Luke Skywalker, however you want to frame
right,
it.
Right.
That's good for business. That's good for business.
Evidently it is, man. Evidently it is. So good for the ladies. Now maybe they won't need second jobs in the off season. So good for them. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you live at Texans training camp.
You heard it here. Sean's telling the ladies to stay at home.
That's not
nice, Sean. Freaking nice.
I didn't say that.
It's 2024.
I said
all right.
The exact opposite. I hope you. I said.
You
I wish
said
them well.
The ladies won't be working. They're, you know, like that's it, and that's the way it should be.
I said they're going to be working and making way more money at one job, so they'll have more free time for their families. How's
Rosie
that?
Rosie the Riveter.
They can be better moms.
Nothing.
They
yeah.
can be better moms.
Okay.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Top questions for Texans training camp. Big questions. We're live at Texans training camp. We got the biggest questions that we're going to be seeking answers to over the next few weeks coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
Sauce Gardner will take a hit.
That's a tricky thing. Well, and look, Sauce is on the cusp of the same debate or discussion that we were just having about Stingley with it. He's actually got a better case to get a contract extension after next season, or after this season, I should say,
yeah.
than Stingley, because he's been healthy and he's been a first team all pro. That's a tricky thing, man. When you got a player and you got to get ready to pay him, but he has a game or a style that's very rules contingent.
Yeah.
Because Stingley, I would feel more like I don't know that there's rules they can make that negatively affect that target Derek Stingley. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like
you know you can tell Sauce Gardner is really, really good. He only had 2 interceptions his rookie year and 0 interceptions last year.
Yeah.
People just don't target him.
They don't throw
it. Yeah, they just – and he's had a good defense. It's not like they – you know, it's not like he's playing on a bad defense where they can find every – you know, people to pick on all over the place.
Well, it was funny, too. I mean, Stingley had 5 interceptions last year. They were all right when he came back from injury.
Yeah.
You know, I think eventually teams started doing some of that.
Yeah, that's – it's the general trend you always see with the really good cornerbacks is they get a bunch of interceptions the first couple years and then very few after that
because
they just stop getting tested. But Sauce right from the get-go, they weren't testing them. So Stingley also, you know, a couple of them, they did a really good job basically using Jalen Petrie's over-aggressive tendencies to sometimes make it look like Jalen Petrie is being overly aggressive
yeah.
and duping teams into it.
Yeah.
So if there's another one. I'm telling you, it would be really good if Stingley has fewer interceptions this year because it means he's not getting targeted and teams aren't expecting Jalen Petrie to be overly aggressive.
Jump everything.
So they can't, right. Yeah. Teams aren't duping themselves by anticipating that Jalen Petrie is going to be overly aggressive.
Texans, if you're looking for some sort of barometer as to them being a more talented roster, they landed 6 players in the top 10 at their positions in this ESPN exercise. God, I got sunscreen in my eye. Man, it's killing me right now.
Laremy Tunsil was 3rd.
Yep.
Danielle Hunter was 7th.
Yep.
Dalton Schultz, 10th.
10th at tight end. CJ was 7th at quarterback.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, 9th at wide receiver. And as we just mentioned, Derek Stingley Jr. cracks the top 10 at 10th at cornerback. Has some honorable mentions, too. So this is fun, man. They're building a nice thing here.
Now, the fun thing about rankings like this is that those names that we just mentioned that were on the Texans last year, they wouldn't be on the Texans this year. They wouldn't be on this list this year because of just – if they wouldn't have been on this list last year.
Right.
Like the same players, whatever. But between the scheme, the team success, CJ Stroud, everything else like that, it ramps everything up.
The spotlight is bigger, and you get on more lists like this when you're on a much better football team. Absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you live at Texans training camp. We are sitting right here at the 50-yard line. Players are going to start coming out here in a little practice starts in about 2 hours, 2 hours and change. Keep it tuned here all day long on Sports Radio 610. Frozen over there?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that is not a good shot of me either, man. It's a bad angle. I gotta do something about this. All right, headlines coming up next.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, big headline. Today, we're live at Texans training camp. Texans get started on the 2024 season. Today, 9 o'clock, the first practice is scheduled. I just got a text from a buddy, John, who said, hey, be careful. Storm's rolling in around 8 a.m. today, and I just looked at my weather app, and we are scheduled to get possibly some rain right about the time practice is set to start.
Practice starts at 9?
9 o'clock.
Okay. These guys usually get out. There's a lot of guys that get out super early, too, to go do drills and everything. So we might be in the bubble.
Maybe.
Bubblicious.
Maybe.
Nice.
We'll see.
They let us in. We'll see. I'm curious about, with the Texans being the only team practicing today.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's going to be a lot of extra national media around just because it's the only thing to cover in the NFL.
Maybe.
And everything's... You gotta pay these people to do something, so they might as well send them here.
Yeah, headline wise, this is the slowest day of the year. You know, the day after the dead day of the Major League Baseball All-Star Week.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, as far as actual headlines.
Yeah.
If there's somebody doesn't show up. Yeah. You know, there might be a. I don't know if the Bears could start practice today, but I don't know if they do or not.
Yeah.
So Caleb Williams, by the way. That's I guess one of the news items is that he did sign his contract.
Did he sign it eventually? There were mixed reports.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So he wanted a few. He was trying to do a bunch of exotic things in terms of how he got paid. He wanted to have the payment treated like it was the team giving him a loan, which could be then relieved. They were trying to skirt the tax laws, basically. Which maybe there was a way that you could do it. And it is legally, and it's a loophole and everything, but NFL teams do not want any part of looking like they're shirking their taxes. Back when the NFL used to be officially considered tax-exempt, even though it didn't really affect them because it's complicated, they stopped doing that just because there were too many people saying, like, oh, and they don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
So they don't want anything to do with anything like that.
Caleb Williams, is as people may know, does not have an agent. He has a lawyer who is looking at his contract, and evidently, according to Mike Florio, this lawyer is not somebody who's done NFL contracts before.
Yeah, and it's his dad, though, too.
His
dad's a real estate professional, and he's been heavily involved in a lot of the advising of just trying to do wanting to know if he can buy ownership and have ownership in the team.
That's where I was going with this, is that he's got the lawyer's not his dad. The lawyer looking over his contract is a regular lawyer, but apparently he's not really in tune with all the nuances of an NFL contract, so he's asking for things like, I don't want you to be able to franchise tag him.
Yeah.
And the Bears are like, get the hell out of here. Like, that's not a precedent that's going to get set by a team. That's a collectively bargained thing the teams do. So, I mean, the lawyer's just doing his job, but apparently that's been kind of gumming up the works. Is it, all right, this guy, it's not so seamless when you get a lawyer doing lawyer things.
There's a part of Caleb Williams that's rubbed me the wrong way a lot in that it's the guy that wants to reinvent the process before he's actually established himself as a
player. Correct, yeah.
Like, perfect. In theory and on paper, some of the things that have been floated out there that he allegedly wanted ownership in the team and all of that, like, yes, they can make sense on paper. But in terms of being on a team sport and going in and just proving yourself first, a lot of that kind of rubs me the wrong way, man. Yeah, this is just one more in that. It's not like... it means that he's going to be a bad player or anything, but it's a fuchsia flag. It's not a red flag, but it's a fuchsia colored flag.
I like that fuchsia. Are you excited for the home opener with Caleb Williams coming here? I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? D'Amico, if we were to ask D'Amico or Nick or anybody about it, they'd be like, well, we're focused on the Colts, and that's what they should say. Week one, the Colts. But we're allowed to do stuff like this. We're media guys. That Sunday night football game, especially if they both win in their week one, because the Bears play the Titans in week one. Very winnable game for them.
Yeah.
And if the Texans are coming off a big win against the Colts in Indianapolis, man, the atmosphere for that game with Caleb Williams coming to town, and then you unleash the hounds of Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and Danico Autry on Caleb Williams.
It's got the potential to be a really high sack total game.
Yeah.
Because I think, look, he last year had to run around a lot behind an offensive line that wasn't as good as it had been. And he's got the athletic ability to do it, but he's also got the arm to try to make some pretty spectacular throws.
Yeah.
It really could be his welcome to the NFL moment.
That's what I'm hoping.
And that wouldn't mean that he's a bad quarterback or anything, but I like he might need to learn what he can and can't get away with in the NFL.
That's going to be fun.
So it might end up also being a good breakout Kamari Lassiter game.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Speaking of Georgia, Kamari Lassiter's alma mater, Nick Saban picked Georgia and Texas for the SEC title game. I think we talked about that a little bit yesterday. Those are the two teams that Nick Saban, who's now in the media, picked for the SEC title game. One of his former players at Alabama fired back at Nick Saban about this. Tyler Booker, who is a guard at Alabama, fired back at his former head coach. We got a couple cuts on this one here. Here's the first salvo fired by Tyler Booker at his former head coach, Nick Saban.
Well, something that Coach Saban taught us whenever we speak to the media is to not concern ourselves with external factors. And he doesn't work in a facility anymore. He works in a stadium, so he's considered as an external factor. So I'm not really paying attention to him.
Okay. A little laughter at the end.
It does. It's a classic one that looks a lot worse on paper than you do when you hear it. But it is true. Like, he is following Saban's advice.
Yeah.
Ironically enough.
Yeah. Want one more from Tyler
give
Booker?
It to me.
Here's one more.
I don't know if you guys at home can hear the leaf blower behind us in a place that's bereft of leaves.
There's no leaves.
Yeah, there's nothing. He's a guy's doing his job.
Yeah.
He's doing, they told him to go sweep the area.
I know. So, Talk me off the ledge. Here's Tyler Booker.
He would get mad at me if I felt the way about what he said, because he always used to say, don't let some guy that lives in a house, live in their mom's basement, determine how you feel. So I'm not going to let a guy who played golf all day determine how I feel.
Okay, so this is where I was disappointed in Tyler Booker.
Yeah.
Is that he didn't stick with the living in your mom's basement thing.
Yeah, we
don't
know
for Nick
sure.
Saban on the first tee instead of in his mom's basement. Nick Saban's mom may not be with us anymore, but somebody's
Maybe Saban's
mom's
Saban's out
basement.
playing on a public course somewhere because he was bad with his money.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
He's got to rent a golf cart.
Hacker's course. Yeah.
I wonder if – yeah, I think that Saban appreciates this. Appreciate this. It's kind of like in a movie when when somebody like kills his former protege because it's his duty.
Yeah.
You know, like he understands, like, oh, well, this is your duty. You have to do it. Go ahead and.
It's like every Star Wars movie.
Kill me with dignity.
That's it, man. That's it.
Is that every Star Wars?
It feels like it. Like the pupil kills the mentor kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. That happens a lot in there.
Who kills Darth Vader? Does Luke?
No, Darth Vader. No.
Chris is saying Luke.
The Emperor killed him because he shot him with lightning, didn't he? He fried him. I thought, Luke?
Oh,
yeah, am
okay.
I right, Chris?
Chris
Okay. Yeah, the Emperor fried Darth Vader with lightning, and then that was it for old Darthy. Became
Doesn't
Anakin Skywalker
fair.
Again.
Does Darth didn't have the ability to shoot lightning, did he?
He didn't. No, the Emperor had that special. But hey, man, not everybody's created equal, you know?
Yeah.
God in that galaxy works in weird ways. Gave lightning to one of the most diabolical people of all time, Emperor Palpatine.
When did that happen? Like episode 17A?
Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
At the end of Return of the Jedi.
Headlines.
Yeah. WNBA media writes.
Sorry about any spoilers, everybody.
WNBA 1983.
Yeah.
WNBA media writes, $2.2 billion over 11 years. The ladies just quadrupled the revenue for media rights for their league.
$2.3 billion.
$2.2 billion. Over 11 years.
No, I thought it was 2.3.
About that. I know. Sorry about that. But the Caitlin Clark effect, man, I think that's a big part
of
it.
Who's the biggest spender in that?
They didn't say. It's the same group of broadcast entities that are in on the NBA contract.
Okay.
So it's NBC, it's Amazon, and I'm missing one. ESPN,
so
Disney.
Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have been a big part of this. I think the battle of this Darth Vader versus Luke Skywalker, however you want to frame
right,
it.
Right.
That's good for business.
Evidently it is, man. Evidently it is. So good for the ladies. Now maybe they won't need second jobs in the offseason. So good for them. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you live at Texans training camp.
You heard it here. Sean's telling the ladies to stay at home.
That's not
nice, Sean. Freaking nice.
I didn't say that.
2024,
all
right?
I said the exact opposite.
You said the ladies won't be working. That's the way it should be.
I said they're going to be working and making way more money at one job,
okay.
So they'll have more free time for their families. How's
Rosie
that?
Rosie the Riveter
they can be
died
better
for
moms.
Nothing.
They
yeah.
can be better moms.
Okay.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Top questions for Texans training camp. Big questions. We're live at Texans training camp. We got the biggest questions that we're going to be seeking answers to over the next few weeks coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to eight, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.